Hello again, and welcome to day six of the Clarity Cleanse. I am so excited that we are moving through this together. We are officially past the halfway mark now that we're moving into day six, and I am so proud of you for all the amazing work and all the breakthroughs that you have been having on this journey. And so for the past couple days, we've been having a conversation with our deep inner knowing. And I've mentioned before, I'm a visual person, so it really helps me to have a persona that I'm talking to. And for me, it's my future self. So on day four, we moved through the future self visualization. So if you're playing a little bit of catch up, I would recommend maybe checking out the day four practice again. All of the practices are less than 5 minutes. So even if you have to do a little bit of catch up, it's going to only take minutes of your time, I promise. And then come back to day six if you haven't yet done a few of the previous days. That'll really help set the foundation and set the tone for what we're going to go through today. So today we are asking for guidance. I am always doing my best to be in conversation with my inner guide so that I'm moving from a really intuitive, grounded place in my life and my business. And so that is what I'm hoping to foster in you or remind you of, maybe if this is something that you've done before but fallen away from, that we're coming back to our inner wisdom, our own truth, and moving out into the world from that place. So today, like I said, we're going to be asking for some guidance, and I like to envision having a conversation with that future self. Again, if you have time right now, I really recommend that you just move through this process right with me on the audio. That way it's really short, sweet, and simple. Make sure your journal is nearby because I think it's really helpful to write down the insights that you glean from these practices. And then you can wrap it up, as simple as that, in these few minutes. Have given yourself the gift of practice and the gift of tapping into that inner knowing. And so if it's an appropriate moment for you to do so, I'd love for you to either close your eyes so that you can imagine yourself in conversation with your future self, or if you like to write, I would love for you to open your journal and write this prompt at the top of a journal page and then move into the practice from there. So the question for today is, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to let go of? And just notice what arrives. Notice what the first thing is that pops into your head or that gut feeling, and let it move through you. Let it move out maybe onto your journal page, or let the thought fully form. This is a really important question to ask because I think a lot of us think we need to keep adding in order to become better, to do more, to build our business, to become more fully realized in our lives. We need to add and reach a fullness in that way. But there's really something so beautiful about stripping away that which is no longer serving us. And so that's what we're looking for today. Notice what arrives for you. And if it's something you can start working with right away, I would really encourage you to do that. If your inner guide says, let go of negative self-talk, see what you can do today to be a little kinder to yourself. Or if you need to let go of comparison, maybe spend a little less time on Facebook if that's a trigger for you. Whatever it is, see if you can give yourself a little glimmer of it and step into that direction of letting it go and just see how that feels. And as you work with that today, pop on over into the Facebook group. I'll be hanging out there with everyone else moving through the Clarity Cleanse, and I'd love to hear what's coming up for you and how this journey is going for you. And so enjoy today's practice. I'm really excited to see what arrives for you, and I will be back with your day 7 audio tomorrow.